Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to our 2024 Christmas program. Great to see you all here. Father, thank you for this day as we gather together in a special way to remember the birth of our Savior, the Lord Jesus. Thank you that he came to save us from our sins, to give us new life, to deliver us from evil, and to ensure eternal life for all of us who would trust in him. Father, the depth of his love and his willingness and his sacrifice is something that we can't fathom, but we can worship him, we can worship you. We pray that the Spirit would fill each of us as we share together, sing together, listen, hear the message brought. May the power of your Spirit be seen in this hour, and may the one who overshadowed Mary, brought about the conception of Jesus, may he work mightily in each heart today and help us to see afresh and anew the beauty and glory of our Savior. May he be honored in all that happens in this time together. We give you thanks and praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
In the bleak midwinter, all creation groans, and for a world in darkness, frozen like a stone, a light is breaking in a stable for a throne, and he shall reign forevermore, forevermore, and he shall reign forevermore, forevermore. Unto us a child is born, King of kings and Lord of lords, and he shall reign forevermore, forevermore. If I were a wise man, I would travel far, and if I were a shepherd, I would do my part, but poor as I am, I will give to him my heart, and he shall reign forevermore, forevermore, and he shall reign forevermore, forevermore. Unto us a child is born, King of kings and Lord of lords, and he shall reign forevermore, forevermore. Here within the manger lies the one who made the starry skies, his baby born for sacrifice, Christ the Messiah. Into our hopes, into our fears, the Savior of the world appears, a promise of eternal years, Christ the Messiah. He shall reign forevermore, forevermore.
called Emmanuel tells the story of Jesus' birth and how he came to earth in human form. The song is a celebration of the birth of our Savior and a reminder that he is always near. Looking for a king, but he didn't come in glory. The author of the oceans and the sun, still he chose to be written in our story. So he could fill our precious blood.
innkeeper.
Long ago, an innkeeper in Bethlehem found it necessary to go to the city of Jerusalem on business for his inn. Upon his arrival, the city was in a tremendous uproar. The innkeeper inquired what was happening and was told that the Romans were crucifying three men, and some say one is the promised Messiah, long promised to redeem all. The curious innkeeper went to the hill called Golgotha. There on the hill were three men on crosses. The innkeeper asked who they were, and he was told the one in the middle was Jesus, and one of the women at the foot of his cross was his mother named Mary. There was something about Mary that caught his attention, namely her eyes. She seemed remotely familiar to him, somehow, but he just could not remember. The innkeeper turned to the one at his side and said, "Tell me more about this man called Jesus." He was told that Jesus was from Nazareth, but was born in Bethlehem. The innkeeper said, "Bethlehem? That's where I'm from. When was he born, do you know?" "As I recall, it was during the enrollment of Caesar Augustus, which would make him 32 or 33 years old." Suddenly it all came back to him. Mary was familiar because she was the woman, along with her husband, that came to his inn one night these many years ago. He remembered her eyes, so full of love and hope. Even when he said he had no room. But when he saw she was heavy with child, he told them they could have the stable. He later heard a boy child had been born to Mary that night, and remembered shepherds coming to the stable, and a bright light, and talk of this great star. The innkeeper returned to the city from the hill. Golgotha, to his lodging for the night. But he could not sleep. He thought over and over how they knocked at his door and he had not let them in. The next morning, the innkeeper was leaving early for home in Bethlehem. He was eager to tell his family what he had seen. He was excited, but as he was leaving, he heard this news, whispered news, that was spreading with lightning speed. This man, Jesus, was no longer dead. He was alive. How could this be? It was reported that the stone had been rolled away from his tomb and Jesus had risen from the dead. "He is risen. He is risen," rang through the city. The innkeeper took the good news back to Bethlehem to his family and friends at the inn. But he became sad and regretful. And he told them, "I did not let him in when he came to my inn. I did not know he was coming. If only I had been told that there the Christ child would be born. I did not know. And yet this is always the way it is. We never know when the great possibilities of God stand at our own door. We see only a stranger and say, 'There is no room for you,' or 'I am too busy.' Pray that he will come to you, perhaps on this very day. Look for him. Do not be too busy or say, 'I have no room.'"
Let's read from chapter 1, verse 26. "And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God into a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin, espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, 'Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women.' And when she saw him, she was troubled, and he said, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, 'Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and shalt bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then Mary said unto the angel, how shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she has also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month with her who was called barren. For with God nothing shall be impossible. And Mary said, behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. Now, we have a lot to be thankful for, and I certainly want to thank you again for all of your kindness and love to us during this period. And we certainly appreciate each and every one of you, and pray that God might continue to bless our church and help us to go forward and to reach more people and to be able to accomplish God's will. So let's have a word of prayer together. Our Father, how we praise you and thank you this morning for this special occasion when we can worship you, worship our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who came to this earth to be our Savior, to be our Lord, to be our Master, and who has redeemed us from our sins through his precious blood that was shed on that cross, the central cross on Calvary's mountain. And we pray this morning, our Father, that you would just bless your word to our hearts and guide and help us. We thank you for these wonderful Christmas carols. How great it is to be able to sing them and to remember all that they signify to us. We thank you for each one who is participating today and pray your richest blessings upon us that we might be able to go forward and do your will. We pray that you'll give strength and courage to each one and guide and help us. We pray for any today who are ill, who are afflicted, that you might touch them, strengthen them, and restore them to health. And Lord, we do pray for our country today as we anticipate January. We have a new administration coming in, and we just pray that we might see a great moving of the Holy Spirit of God in this nation as we seek to serve you. May we honor you and magnify your name. Our Father, we just pray that you'll be with the missionaries today. This is Missionary Sunday, and we pray that you undertake for each and every one of them as they serve you in various places. We know some perhaps have gone out, maybe for the first time from their homes and serving in some foreign country. And we pray that you will just give them comfort and strength during this time. May your holy will be done. Bless and have your own way. We think of Genesis, Pregnancy Care Center, the Women's Clinic. We ask your blessings upon them and the work that they do. And we think of so many others. We know there's many, many groups that are serving you in various ways. And we pray your richest blessings upon each one. May our Lord Jesus Christ be glorified in all that we say and do today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, let's look again to Luke chapter 1. You know, Christmas is almost here, right? Here it is. Mm-hmm. What, Wednesday? Three more days? And a few more days we'll be celebrating the birthday of the Lord Jesus. I'm sure we'll be with family or friends and having a nice time of celebration, hopefully. I hope that everyone will be well and able to celebrate in a wonderful way. We've seen in recent weeks the prophecies of the coming and all the preparations that have been made for the coming of the Lord Jesus. The Father made sure that everything was ready. He even sent one of his chief angels to make sure that there was no problems, to announce him and everything. And that's what we read about this morning, this man Gabriel. You remember the great angel? There's two angels I think are mentioned in the Bible. Michael, the archangel, and Gabriel. It doesn't say he's the archangel, but he's the chief angel. Right? One of the main ones that God sends when he wants to deliver a message. Especially about the coming of the Lord Jesus, the Messiah. Right? Daniel spoke to him. He came and gave him the announcement. And now he, in the first chapter of Luke here, we see he came to Zacharias. And he spoke to him about the coming of his son, John the Baptist, right? The forerunner of the Lord Jesus. And then Gabriel came here to Nazareth to see Mary, this some teenage girl, probably. And gave her the message. The message that Jesus was coming and that she was going to have a big part in it. Right? Can you imagine this? He says, Mary, get ready. It's going to happen. Right? For the next 9 months. You know, can you imagine that? And then, after that, taking care of this child. Through his entire childhood up until he was an adult, right? You remember the time when they were in Jerusalem when he was 12 years old and they were so afraid that something had happened to him, right? You know? I mean, they knew who he was. But at the same time, you know, parents worry about their children, don't they? And so they found Jesus in the temple, quizzing the chief priests and the elders. Carrying on conversation with these great men. But anyway, we find here the heavenly messenger, Gabriel. It means man of God. Now he's an angel, I know. But that's what the name means. Man of God. And he is one of the chief angels, as I said. He's closely associated with bringing news about the Messiah and all of that. Now Mary. Who was Mary? Do we know anything about Mary? You know? I think Mary was a wonderful young lady who loved God and who sought to serve Him. And it mentions that here. It says that the angel came into her and he says, Hail, thou that are highly favored. God had a special place in His heart for Mary, this young lady. And so the Lord is with thee. Okay? She had the Lord with her. That's important. Blessed art thou among women. Now, you know, that's what they call the Blessed Virgin, right? And we have a high esteem for her because God chose her for this purpose, right? There's nothing wrong with esteeming her as a godly woman. But we don't pray to Mary. We don't think that she is the mother of God. I mean, she's the mother of Jesus, right? Who Jesus is God, and if you want to be technical, okay. But God was there, Jesus was there, long before Mary was ever thought of. Right? He's the one who made the world. He's the one who has done all these things. And so Mary was an instrument in the hands of God. A holy instrument in a sense because God was with her and working in her. And that the Holy Spirit was working for her. What did the angel say? The angel came in, verse 28, and he said, I read that already. Okay, we're going to move now. When she saw him, what was her response? She was troubled. What would you think? Huh? What did this angel look like? Do you think he was a little cherub? No. With wings? No. He was a grown man, and he appeared to her. All of a sudden, I don't know if he just materialized or what, but anyway, there he was to this teenage girl, this young lady. And he started talking to her, and she said, "Whoa, who are you?" You know, he had to explain all that. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, "Now, what are you talking about?" And she cast in her mind what kind of salutation this could be. "What are you talking about? I don't understand all this. Who am I?" A simple girl, right? Living there in this little town that no one had ever heard of at that time. You know, everybody knows about Nazareth now, don't they? Everybody knows about Bethlehem. Why? Because Jesus was there, right? Jesus of Nazareth, right? Born in Bethlehem. And Mary was there taking care of all of these things. And what a big surprise it was to her to have this special visitor come and deliver a message that would alter her life forever. She was never the same again, right? It was good to know that God was with her, yes, but now in a special way, God was in her and with her. And here we find Mary. She was a virgin. Says that very clearly, verse 27. She was a virgin. She had never known a man in any kind of sexual way, and it was not a possibility that she would have had a child other than through the intervention of God. He did. That's what he said. The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and that holy thing that's born of you will be called the Son of God. So there we have it. You know, the angel, what did he say? I was thinking about this. And, you know, I love that song, "Mary, Did You Know?" You remember that one? I haven't heard it lately. Maybe I haven't been listening right at the right time. But I was thinking, you know, what did the angel say something like this to her? I don't know if he did or if it came from somewhere else. Mark Lowry wrote this. "Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you delivered will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will give sight to the blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would calm a storm with his hand? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? And when you kiss your little baby, you've kissed the face of God. Oh, Mary, did you know? The blind will see, the deaf will hear, the dead will live again. The lame will leap, the dumb will speak praises of the Lamb. Mary, did you know that your baby boy is Lord of all creation? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will one day rule the nation? Did you know that your baby boy was heaven's perfect Lamb? And this sleeping child you're holding is the great I Am." I don't know if the angel said that or not, but anyway, it's true nonetheless, isn't it? That's who Jesus is. As we saw in our insert, his name is Wonderful, Counselor, the Prince of Peace, Mighty God. And Jesus, our Savior. Okay, Mary, it says here that she was betrothed to a man named Joseph. What kind of man was he? Let's look over in Matthew.
Matthew chapter 1, and talking about Joseph. Here, let's read this portion from verse 18. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Now how clear can it possibly be, you know, that Joseph was not the father of Jesus? I mean, the Bible is absolutely explicit about that and makes it so clear. He had nothing to do with her becoming pregnant. That was all the work of God. But Joseph was the one who stood by her from the time that he took her to be his wife and kept on going as long as he lived, raising the Lord Jesus. I like that other song too. I don't have it with me. But talking about Joseph, just a simple man, right? And yet God used him in such a wonderful way. Before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, here he is, her husband, being a just man, a righteous man. He's one who followed the teachings of the scriptures and who lived according to his faith. He was a righteous person. And not willing to make her a public example, he was a compassionate, loving person. He did not want to embarrass his fiancée by saying, hey, you know, she's pregnant. I'm not going to have anything more to do with it. No, he didn't say anything like that. He kept it to himself. He was minded to put her away privately, you see. In order to spare any embarrassment. He was a gracious person, one who was compassionate and loving. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary, thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. Joseph had the privilege of naming this baby. Did you see that? Thou shalt call his name Jesus. He's the Savior. And he shall save his people from their sins. Excuse me. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled which is spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, behold, the virgin shall be with child, shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel. Right? Stephanie sang about that this morning, which being interpreted is God with us. Emmanuel. God with us. Then Joseph being raised from sleep, yet the angel of the Lord had bidden him, took unto him his wife, and knew her not, till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. So that's Joseph. He's a godly man, one who is righteous in the sight of God, and he was a descendant of David, just like Mary, and Jesus then is now a rightful heir to the throne of David. And someday he's going to rule and reign from that throne, right? And over the people of Israel and over the whole world, actually. So we find here that Mary then was chosen by God. They had always looked for the Messiah to come. Every woman desired to be chosen. But Mary was the one that God chose. Highly favored with God's grace. The Lord was with her. She had a relationship with God. And she had a godly man to stand by her and to support her
during this entire period of time and throughout the coming years. Later on, we don't read any more about Joseph, so I don't know when he died or whatever, but up until he died, I'm sure he was very faithful to carry out his duties. So we find here that these are godly people that the Lord had chosen. And Mary was a sincere believer who did not doubt God's word. You know, she wasn't like Zacharias. You remember when the angel told Zacharias, he kind of doubted it, and Gabriel said, okay, if that's the way you want it, you won't be speaking until after the baby's born, right? And anyway, we find here that she accepted it, and she did her part. We honor her for her willingness to play such an important part in bringing the Savior into the world and in keeping him throughout his childhood. And we must also remember that Jesus is the one who came to save us from our sins and ultimately to rule and reign over all in fulfillment of God's holy word. So like Mary, each one of us are faced with surprises, aren't we? You ever get surprised? I'm sure you have. And you never know when it's going to come. And here, she didn't expect anything like this, but here it was, all of a sudden. You know, one of these days the Lord might do something for us. We have to keep on. Some make us very happy, but while others may be devastated, some of the surprises we get are not very pleasant, are they? And yet we have to face them. And with God's help, he'll see us through. The lesson that Mary teaches us is to trust the Lord and allow him to work in our lives, no matter what may take place. For with God, it says, nothing shall be impossible. Isn't that great? What a wonderful statement that is. With God, nothing shall be impossible. So why are we worried? Why do we fret? Why do we fuss and fume and all the rest? Well, because we're human, I guess. But God is there with us. As Paul says in Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. That's a wonderful verse. I appreciate that so very much. Jesus, who went to the cross to die in our place to save us from our sins, now lives in us by his Spirit to guide us in this life and someday to take us to live with him. Huh? You looking forward to that? When is Jesus coming? Can the man tell me, have you heard yet? When is he coming? We've been waiting. Just like the Jewish people, waiting for the Messiah to come the first time. We are waiting for him to come the second time, right? To take us home. To get us out of this old evil world and give us all of the blessings of God. Now, if you know Christ this morning as your Lord and Savior, rejoice. That's a great blessing. If you have never received him, why not do it? I don't know. I hope everyone here is already a believer. If you're not, you can be one. All you've got to do is place your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. He did all the work, right? All we do is say, yes. Yes, I believe. And yes, I do receive him as my Savior. You'll be surprised at what the Lord will do in your life if you're willing to yield to him like Mary did. Father, we thank you for your precious word through our hearts today. We ask you to guide and help us in everything we do that we'll be pleasing in your sight. Bless the rest of this service today. May each one of us receive a great blessing in our own life. We pray in Jesus' name.
Let's bow for prayer. hear the words of the angels one more time. Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." Father, we praise you for the Christmas story, and we praise you that we can glorify your name today in the name of Jesus as we leave this place. Use us to shine brightly for him this week in particular. As people celebrate and worship Jesus, remember the Christmas day, and we pray that you will use us to lead others to him. Thank you, Father, for all he did and all that we could meditate on this morning. May we take it with us with joy. Bless one another in fellowship as we conclude our time together. We pray that you would bless this day and this week as we worship you and serve you. We give you thanks and praise for all these things and pray them in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you.